This is the Rebel HR Podcast, the podcast about all things innovation in the people space. I'm Kyle Rode. Let's start the show. Welcome back, Rebel HR community. We are joined by Kasara Weinrich. She is going to be talking to us today a little bit about AI. Kasara, welcome to the podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Thank you. So I am a principal consultant for future of work strategy at ADP, and I am also a PhD student.
PhD student. Awesome. Congratulations. What
I
are
don't
you
know if I would say that.
Well, congratulations / condolences.
Exactly. Much better.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Joined here as well, Patrick Moran. Patrick, welcome.
Happy to be here. Good conference. A lot of good content.
So you are presenting this week on artificial intelligence. And I think this is one of those areas where, you know, if you say AI, it's really trendy right now. But I think we're still, especially in the world of HR, we're still trying to figure out what this means and how, you know, what is the use case? So as you think about the world of artificial intelligence, what do you see as some of the primary areas where HR can really tap into the power of this emerging technology?
I think, well, first I would say that AI isn't emerging at all. I mean, there are new elements of AI that are transforming and there's new innovations, but AI is old. Like the first chatbot, her name was Eliza, and she was created in 1966. So artificial intelligence is not new. And I think any person listening to this podcast is already using it and probably doesn't know it. So if you've sent a text message and you've been grateful for predictive text, you've used it, right? But I think the onset of generative AI has completely changed the discussion. And so that is definitely something that we're going to be hearing a lot more in the HR space.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I did not know that 1966. So it's, you know, that is a little bit of a paradigm shift. It's been vilified, right? You know, like if people are afraid, like, oh, this is going to steal my job. You know, I don't know how much of that is fair. Do you see this as a risk to HR jobs in the future? What's your perspective on how AI fits in the world of what we do?
I think it is a risk to the way that HR has traditionally been done. I do not see it as a risk. Actually, Johnny Taylor from SHRM, he recently posted about how AI plus HI equals ROI. And so I love it because he's saying artificial intelligence plus human intelligence is really where we're going to start seeing some ROI in organizations. But it's still always going to require humanity to interact with, like, AI doesn't have emotional intelligence. It doesn't have empathy. It doesn't have ethics. And so we're still going to need human beings to bring all of that to the discussion where AI, Gen AI is going to make us more efficient. It's not stealing any jobs yet, in my opinion.
Not any jobs yet. But I think that's an important word. You know, from my perspective, for me, it's exciting, but I'm also like, I love all things new and change and all that stuff. But I can understand how somebody that's been doing a job for years and years and years the same way is a little bit concerned. So as we look at AI, especially the kind of the new emerging generative AI and some of these, the AI that learns, what would you tell to those individuals that are used to doing things a certain way that are probably going to have to change the way that they do?
I think change is a constant. So I think it's something really what needs to happen is not just, you don't need to go out and learn GPT. Of course, I hope that you do. I hope that you do learn how to interact with generative AI, but more so you need to, I think, hone your learning agility skills more than anything in just being able to unlearn, relearn, prioritize learning and being open to the learning of new technologies and new processes, because this industry and really every industry is going to be ever changing if they're going to remain relevant. So the sooner you can tap into being open to learning new things and trying new things, it's going to benefit you from like a relevancy perspective and from a career perspective in every sense.
Absolutely.
I think it helps being market competitive as well in staffing. When you're hiring people and they're seeing your manual processes, that's all their time. You know, AI helps take that time away. So how do you sell that to an employer that's behind the game and they're not market competitive with staffing?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I think So what we know right now is that I believe it's just north of 50% of employees believe that it's the employer's responsibility to upskill them. They believe it's the employer's job to tell them what skills they need. And so with that in mind, I think as an employer, if you're looking at true digital transformation, which most are, not just digital reformation where you're taking analog processes and digitizing them, but truly transforming the way that work is done, then you're also going to be able to identify the skills of the future for your organization. Learning agility is going to hopefully be one of those things. Data literacy is hopefully going to be one of those things. And then to your point, when you're bringing individuals on, even if they're not there yet, it's part of your learning culture, you know, they'll get there.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, from my standpoint as an employer, if you are open and utilizing AI, it's actually a competitive advantage as you're recruiting, because people want to know that you're nimble and innovating and like you're open to new things and not closed, right?
What I'm finding with where I'm working right now and in one of my previous roles was we have our systems just like our phone, but we're really using what 20% of the capacity and the ability that they can do. That's the same with our systems in the workplaces. You have a payroll system, but you're only using maybe 20% of it and not expanding. And it's just a gap that they're missing. And employers will just be behind.
100%. And to your exact point, if I'm looking at an organization and they tell me that they are still too afraid of the risks of data or AI, and they're not seeing it as the asset it could be, I will question the forward-thinking nature of that organization. And to your point, whether I want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So might be a good idea to take a little bit of a step back. And I'm just going to bust you out, Patrick, because Patrick's like, what is ChatGPT? So, you know, for all of us that are, you know, maybe open-minded to AI and want to learn more about it, but don't really understand much about the world of AI, can you give us a little bit of an overview of what is, you know, what is new with what's commonly, you know, called ChatGPT, but really it's about generative AI. So what's new? What has come into the marketplace now that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, I like to say when I do talks, like, why all the drama, right? So why is this such a dramatic part of artificial intelligence that we can't stop talking about it? And the truth is, so generative AI wants to create, and this is one of the first times that we have seen artificial intelligence mimic the human brain and math. So artificial intelligence itself is created to imitate human intelligence and behavior. That is what it is. Generative AI, this is the first time we're seeing that it is taking the creative part of the human mind and giving us text, images, video, audio, presentations, right? So it's not, so to your point, GPT, ChatGPT is one model of a large language learning model that's producing text, but there are many other resources and technologies that are dedicated to producing images, and again, video and audio. So that is all encompassing in generative AI, but at the end of the day, all generative AI wants to generate, create.
Fascinating. So think about all those use cases. I mean, I think about it in the context of human resources. I mean, a large part of our job is communication, right? Internal communication, making sure that we are empathetic in that communication, making sure that we're creating communication that covers all the main points. You know, if anything, this could help us level up our game a little bit and give us a little bit of a starting point to figure out what we want to say and how we want to say it. Am I on the right track here sounds for like, our use case?
Sounds like it can help filter some of us too.
Well, only you. Might save a couple F-bombs for my emails. That's probably a good use case.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think generative AI from a text perspective, absolutely. Yeah. But I think overall from an HR perspective, if AI is woven into your HR strategy, you're going to be above and beyond from an innovative perspective, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One thing I love about this live podcast is people are like walking by like, hey, man, what's going on? How you doing? They're like coming up and shaking hands.
This is
cool, yeah. Yeah, side note, anybody, if you're doing the passport game, I don't even know what that is. So, like, if you come up here and you want me to scan something, I'm like, no. I don't know what that is. We're just your podcast. So I'm fascinated because, you know, I still feel like, for me, like, this technology, the generative piece, is still very much an emerging technology in my mind. And I have a feeling, especially now, like the coding AI is just going to like, it's like going to take all of the technology that we know now and just put it on steroids, because the innovation speed is going to be so much
faster.
Yeah. And it's so as you think about this in your research and your work, what can we expect next? Like, what's the next big, like, aha moment or AI, drama that's going to come up?
Yeah. So I think we're going to see a couple of things happen. Hopefully organizations begin to realize which elements of work can be done by generative AI. But I think we're going to see first, so creativity is going to be at a premium. In my opinion, I think we are going to see that a lot of marketing is going to look the same. A lot of LinkedIn posts are going to look the same.
Yep.
And so we're going to start to realize that we have one tool doing our thinking for us. And so creativity will then be put at a premium for people that are thinking outside of or utilizing generative AI to start the thought, but still putting in their own creativity, insights, education, and so on. So I do think we are going to see organizations still ramping up in the sense of wanting creative individuals to combat some of the likeness that we're going to see hit the market. But I also think, as with every other digital revolution that we've seen, it's not that this is going to take away jobs. It's going to change the work that's being
done. Yeah.
Period. So the number of jobs that's available, we're still going to need the human element of the work, especially of HR,
sure.
Right? But if you work collaboratively, if you become collectively intelligent with AI, the efficiency is the work that can be done. The way that you are a more strategic pillar of the business is all going to transform exponentially. And it's going to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
I think that'll help a lot of organizations and their HR departments become that more strategic partner just by the tools that they have. And that's where I think we have that big gap right now in our profession.
Absolutely. I think about it, like, to me, it's not that dissimilar from Microsoft Excel, right? Like, we used to not have Excel, and we used to have to do these manual crazy spreadsheets and these systems that were not friendly. And then they figured out, oh, there's this thing called a function in Excel. And now you save bunch of time. I think about it in the same way. But I love what you said there, which is that, if you're worried about this, or if you're thinking about how does this impact me, focus on the creativity, focus on the human element, get really good at collaborating, and embrace the technology to help you do those things more effectively. And let the technology deal with the efficiency.
100%.
Love it. All right. Kasera, thank you so much for joining us. Just an awesome conversation. Check out the show notes. There's a lot more to learn, and that's just really great content.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for the Rebel HR podcast. Big thank you to our guests. Follow us on Facebook at Rebel HR Podcast, Twitter at Rebel HR Guy, or see our website at rebelhumanresources.com. The views and opinions expressed by Rebel HR Podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any of the organizations that we represent. No animals were harmed during the filming of this podcast.
Baby.